once a month here in this church we have and celebrate communion. We're going to do that this morning, and our brother Bob Jenkins is going to be leading us in communion this morning. Okay.
What a powerful service this morning from the very beginning. Hallelujah. What a proper day to take communion after all of this. If you want to turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and the 23rd verse, I'll just make a couple of comments as we go along through this. We read from verse 23, it says, "For I received," Paul is speaking to the Corinthian church, and if you read on beyond what we're reading this morning, you're going to see why he was sharing these things with the church. They were a little unruly. They had all kinds of things going on in the church, and Paul is beginning to straighten them out. And let's begin reading here at verse 23. And Paul is saying, "For I received from the Lord that which is also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, saying, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same cup, I'll make a comment before we go on from there. He says, "This bread is my body; it's broken for you, and do this in remembrance of me." Now, there's a scripture over, and we won't turn there, but there's a scripture over in John 6:48. Jesus said, "Yes, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died." Verse 50 says, "And anyone who eats the bread from heaven, however, will never die. I am the living bread. I came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever." And so then we'll move on to verse 25. "And in the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you do drink it. Do it in remembrance of me. And as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let each person, man or woman, examine him or herself, and so let them eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if who eats of and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, and not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak, sick among you, and many sleep," or many die, okay? "For if you would judge ourselves, if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." So when he tells us that we need to examine ourselves, the easiest way to do that is just say, "God, anything in my life, let me know. Show it to me." And he will. He'll show it to you. The conversation might go something like this. Remember the person you offended back and tell you what it's all about. And you say, "Well, that was 20 years ago." He says, "Yes, I know." "Well, he died 3 years ago." "Yeah, I know that." Well, I led him to the Lord about 3 months before he died. Yeah, I know that. Now you've run out of questions and things to talk about, and you get down to business. And what you do is when you think of that person, if there's an agitation going on inside you, it's not taken care of yet. And so what you do is you ask God to forgive you, and he'll take it away.
Yeah.
And here's how you know it's taken away. When you think of that person, if there's no agitation, it's gone. But he says if you get irritated when you think of that situation, you bring that person alive again, even if he's dead. And you relive that again. And you can relive that over and over. And sometimes you forget about it, and 20 years later, he'll let you know. And you go through this situation, and then you release it.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't sting anymore. So before we take the bread and the wine this morning, let's just take a few moments. And it doesn't take long. God can handle things in a microsecond. So let's just bow our heads for a minute and just ask the Lord, is there anything? Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your love and your mercy. Thank you that you're always forgiving us over and over again. Every time we need forgiveness, we come to you and you wipe the slate clean. Glory to God. We thank you for it. And so, Father, bless these, your people, as we partake of the elements this morning. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let's all take the bread, shall we? Praise God.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Praise God. And in the same manner, he took a cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, and as often as you drink it, it's in remembrance of me." Let's all take the cup. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that we're free this morning. Totally free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Thank you. Yes, thank you, God, God. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen.